Hello.
This is Crystal with customer service. How can I help you, please?
This is Paula Moore, and we've got an issue with my account. I called. I don't have the date right here in front of me. I'm driving right now. Anyway, I called to order this product, and in 20 minutes after I talked to you all, we had a death in my family, and I got to pay for that funeral. And within 5 minutes after placing this order, I called and canceled it. And was told I would only be charged shipping and handling. Well, that wasn't so bad. I thought I could swing. I'd leave that just to get it stopped. Well, in the meantime, you all have tried to charge me two more times of $92.90, and another charge of two charges of $92.90, $91.89 and $92.90. have been paid and should not have been. And then y'all have also sent in another request for those two amounts in for an additional month. And this should never have gone through. And I called in 5 minutes of making the very first call and ordering, got the death call, called you all right back. They said no problem. In fact, they offered to deduct, not make me pay the shipping and handling since it hadn't been sent yet. But I thought, well, for your time and trouble, because I know it takes people to do that and money. I said, I'd be glad to pay for that shipping and handling. Just make sure I'm not charged anything else. Well, I have been. And I did call my company, my banking, and ask them to reject it. But in the meantime, you already got that first set of payments through.
Okay. Could I get your zip code, please?
Yes, I am. Sorry. It's 40601.
40601. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
And your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Paula Moore.
Thank you, Ms. Moore. Could you please verify your address for me?
Yes, honey. It's 208 Holly Street, HOLLY. It's Frankfort, Kentucky, 40601.
Okay.
In fact, I've even had to close the account just to stop this.
Yes, ma'am. I do see where you have the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse. And
yes.
I do see where you called in. Give me just 1 second and let me catch myself up.
I didn't receive them, if that makes any difference.
You didn't? Yes, ma'am.
I haven't received them yet.
Okay, give me just a second.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, I do see where you called in on March 24th, and give me just a second. I see where you were refunded. You were refunded $92.90, $91.89, $7.45, and
$6.70, ma'am. God bless it. They refunded the shipping and handling. Bless their hearts. Now, when will that refund show up on my card?
It could be 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. It
has to be business days.
And
you're
I see where it was
thing,
done.
Man.
Yes, ma'am. It was done on last Saturday. So you should be receiving it. And if not, call your bank and ask them about it.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Is there a transaction number or something that I can refer to when
yes,
I'm calling either the bank or whatever? Okay.
Yes,
could
ma'am.
I get that from you?
Sure. That's going to be C as in cat, B as in boy, F as in Frank, 830, B as in boy, 4, E as in Edward, 7-6.
I think I got that wrong. Can I try? Can I repeat it back to you?
Oh, definitely. Go ahead.
FBSF830B4E76.
Yes, ma'am. You have it correct.
I can't believe it. I thought I got that wrong. Okay. And you're not going to do any more charging of that?
No, ma'am. Your account is canceled also, and you were refunded in full.
Bless you so much. I appreciate you all so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, man. Thank you for calling customer service.
If I do receive those in, you want me to just to reject them and send them back?
No, ma'am. It's a shipping warehouse, so when you do receive them, since you are already refunded, it's just yours to keep.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your time. And
no,
what is your name?
Crystal.
Crystal, if I can do a survey, I'll make sure that I put in a good word that you were helpful. You're the first one that's been able to tell me anything on this account.
Well, I'm glad I could help you, ma'am.
I appreciate your time, honey. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.